Australian bowler Mitchell Starc is at the top of his game.
Last ball, 150.
Oh, Mitchell Starc, that is how you bowl a Yorker. This is a fast bowling display from the big lefty.
He's putting a show on here, Mitchell Starc. This is just exhibition stuff.
But watching as Starc comes charging in with his whole body to propel the ball as fast as he can, it's easy to see how an injury can happen. University of Cincinnati professor of aerospace engineering Kelly Cohen understands because he plays cricket.
Many of the fast bowlers are being pushed beyond their limits and they're very injury prone. And so many careers have been destroyed.
Cohen pulls up another video of Starc explaining that Australian researchers have a novel idea to prevent injury.
So you can see here, this is a fast bowler in training in the nets, and he's got the variable sensor placed at the back of his head.
Scientists from Australian Catholic University have developed an algorithm using submarine and guided missile technology to prevent injury. The research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine recommends that coaches use these smart algorithms implanted in newly developed wearables to find out what area of the body is being taxed and make adjustments to limit it. Cohen says the algorithms, housed in a sensor box, rely on the interaction of accelerometers, magnetometers, and gyroscopes.
They pick up the roll motion, the pitch your motion, the yaw motion of the bowler, as well as the accelerations. Now, that information is then fed into an intelligent algorithm that is trained to map the incoming sensory information to the stress loads in the body.
There are set limits, and if the player goes beyond those limits, the chance of injury is significantly greater. Cohen says the technology is good for the sport, protects the player, and extends his career. Cohen says the most common cricket injuries are to the back and arm.
You don't chuck the ball as you do in baseball, but you have an arm movement where you're not allowed to bend your elbow. Now, that constrains the ball and makes the game a more beautiful game, but it increases the set of strain that a bowler has to go through.
The interaction of accelerometers, magnetometers, and gyroscopes is the same technology used to navigate submarines, guided missiles, and spacecraft. Co-author of the study, Dean McNamara, says when the algorithm picks up a delivery, it measures the bowling intensity, providing both immediate and long-term workload analysis. The study was accurate too, 99% in training and 95% in competition. The wearable technology is not constrained to cricket. It's also used in rugby, baseball, racing, walking, golf, trampoline, skiing, and tennis. Cohen is also co-director of UC's UAV Master Lab, where he and his students develop unmanned aerial vehicles for the military and civilians. They put the same kinds of sensors on the UAVs to better understand their behavior.
We want to make sure it doesn't crash. One of the reasons it won't crash is if it is reliable, if it is fault tolerant, and if it is safe. And so you can see that there is similar outcomes which I desire to operate in a better way. I'm very excited about this because as a rocket scientist and somebody very passionate about cricket, I see the two worlds are meeting.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.